This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Let's spend some time with God this morning. And do you know that when you spend time with God, you benefit yourself? The best thing you can do for yourself is to develop your relationship with God, because God has made our lives so that we need Him. And if you try and operate without God and a healthy relationship with Him, then you are choosing to live life at a lower level than it might be otherwise. God is not out to take away fun or freedom from your life. God is out to make your life all that it can be. After all, He's the one who made you. Don't you think He wants you to reach your full potential, for your life to mean the most that it can possibly mean? Of course He does. It's worth committing your life to God. It'll be the best life you could ever experience. We're taking a few days and reading through the Gospel of John in the Bible. And today we come to chapter 3, verse 22. It says, "After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea," part of Israel. "And there he was spending time with them and baptizing." One of the great things about Jesus' relationship with the disciples was that he just spent a lot of time with them. And you know, if you are walking with God and wanting to influence somebody else and help them grow spiritually, the best way you can do that is by spending time with them. Not just teaching them or reading things to them or getting them to read certain things, but spending time with them. And here is Jesus spending time with the disciples and baptizing. Actually, his disciples were baptizing people. It says, "And John the Baptist was also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there, and they were coming and were being baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison. There arose, therefore, a discussion on the part of John's disciples with a Jew about purification. And they came to John and said to him, 'Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan,'" that's Jesus, "'to whom you have borne witness, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him.'" They're concerned. They're losing their numbers. People are going to Jesus instead of coming to them to be baptized. "And John answered and said, 'A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ.'" Christ just means Messiah. "'I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.'" John's role was to point people to Jesus. John goes on, "'He who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. And so this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease.'" Isn't that an amazing statement? John knew that his purpose in this world was to be sent as the forerunner of Jesus Christ, to prepare people's hearts for Jesus. And now all these crowds, earlier it said that all of Jerusalem was going out to John to hear him and to be baptized. And these crowds that were flocking to him are suddenly diminishing and flocking to Jesus. But his pride doesn't get in the way. He doesn't get jealous or bitter or angry. He says, "I'm so excited that they're going to Jesus now, because that was my job, to point them to Jesus. He must increase, but I must decrease." What a challenge to us, isn't it? Isn't that our job too, to point people to Jesus? And Jesus must increase, and we must decrease. Don't try to use Jesus to gain popularity or stature for yourself. Rather, point to Jesus, diminish yourself, and you will be so full of joy, just like John was. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.